This is your KMC Update. I'm Staff Sergeant Christian Conrad. Gilbert Cisneros, Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness, signed a policy May 5th to initiate implementation of the Brandon Act and improve the process for service members seeking mental health support. Cisneros said the act aims at improving the referral process for service members seeking a mental health evaluation and allowing them to seek help confidentially. The Brandon Act, named after Navy Petty Officer 3rd Class Brandon Caserta, who died by suicide in 2018, was signed into law by President Joe Biden on December 27, 2021, as part of the 2022 National Defense Authorization Act. Just last year, Cisneros reiterated the need for support among service members during an address at the Pentagon.
I encourage you to do everything in your power to keep you and your family safe. Maintain open communication, take care of each other, safely store firearms, ammunition, and medications, and seek help when needed from a friend or family member, chaplain, or behavioral health counselor. And don't forget to connect to protect. Support is within reach.
Service members stationed in the Baumholder military community in particular had support aplenty this month during a celebration hosted by the U.S. Army Garrison Rhineland Falls' Better Opportunities for Single Soldiers program. The event was open to single soldiers, geographical bachelors, and single parents, and offered a variety of activities including basketball, battle bows, cornhole, a dunk tank, flag football, music, and a raffle. Command Sergeant Major Stephen LaRock, Senior Enlisted Advisor for the Garrison, called the day's activities a success and ended the day by challenging the BOSS program to put on similar events in the future. To learn more about the BOSS program, as well as how to become a member, visit www.boss.armymwr.com. That's it for your KMC Update. I'm Staff Sergeant Christian Conrad.